think the mic is on, but I'm not really sure.
AMSR. ASMR.
Yuck. It's disgusting. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Chai with Jai and I.
I can't do it. I hate it so much.
Welcome to another episode of the podcast. I told you the dog is going to be...
No, he's fine. Bailey, it's okay. What a kisses.
Oh, my God.
No, he's fine. Okay, go.
Okay, welcome to another episode. Today we are going to be talking about sex. So, yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we get into today's episode, I have a favourite question of the week. Jai, what is your favourite dog breed?
Doberman. That is like, you knew, that's...
Okay, fine, pick another one.
That's such a stupid question.
Okay, what is...
No, it's not a bad question. It's not a bad question. Okay, Doberman. What is your favourite breed?
Much to everyone's dismay, like, everyone hates me for this, I like poodle cross shih tzus, like little white fluffy dogs that everyone
you
hates.
You are a poodle cross shih tzu if you were a dog. It makes sense now.
Did you think?
Yeah, kind of.
I'll take that.
Yeah. You're like a cavoodle.
Oh.
Because you have that like carroty glow.
Carroty glow. Yeah, I eat too many carrots. I have orange hands. It's actually a fact.
But like also a little bit of a shih tzu.
I love shih tzu. My old dog Tilly was a shih tzu and I just love her.
Yeah, you
face.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, I just want to hug her.
Oh. That's nice. That's right. Yeah, I didn't think you'd say that.
Yeah, because everyone hates white fluffy dogs. And I'm like, leave them alone.
I like how they get, like, the brown tear ducts. Like, I know some people think that's gross, but I think that's really cute.
Yeah.
I just love dogs.
I do love dogs. I'm not a cat person.
No. I had a phase where I thought maybe I couldn't date
someone that liked cats.
Not me either, hey.
No.
I don't understand how people become with something that's so unaffectionate. Like, I don't...
Yeah, they're very cold. Like, and they, like... They're, like, sneak... Like, look at the way they walk.
Yeah,
like,
they're so... Evil.
Yeah, I feel like they're... Cat... If cat was a person, like, they're murdering you in your sleep.
A cat is, like, a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
No, not a cat person. Mm-mm. Really sorry for all the
Dexter,
cat lovers.
Dexter, like, if a cat was a TV character, it'd be Dexter.
Is Dexter that show about, like...
He's, like, a serial killer, but he's, like, a doctor.
Isn't he a detective?
So long. No. He, like, poses as... I could be so wrong. I saw this like years ago. He poses as like a doctor.
But he actually kills people. Does he have like a... Why does he kill people?
Because he's a psychopath. Like a cat.
What's the moral of the story? Does every episode he kills someone new?
Yeah. But I like that. That's like the only genre.
Really?
Yeah.
That stuff triggers me. I don't know. I get
no,
so anxious.
I'm a thriller person. I can't do a horror. I cannot do a horror movie. Anything supernatural, I can't. It fucks with me. But like...
Well, like witches and stuff.
First thing you go to, like, when I think, like, a supernatural, I think, like, I don't know, what do I think? Like, dolls. Oh, my God, dolls. I can't.
You can't do supernatural?
No.
So things like, yeah, if a doll comes alive in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God, don't talk about it.
Or clowns?
No, don't.
Enough. So what do you like? You like more like,
I love when people kill people. Like, I love psychological thrillers.
No, I can't do any of it. Like, literally, it sucks because watching scary movies or thrillers or whatever, I like watching them. Like, I would enjoy the actual act of watching it. I'm not scared during it at all.
Mm.
But it, like, literally sends me into a spiral to the point where I can't even, like, if I'm on my computer at night watching something on YouTube and an ad comes up, I have to close my computer or quickly turn the sound off because it... straight up fucks with me. Like, it makes me so anxious and I don't know why.
Yeah, sometimes I don't sleep for, like, days.
This intro's gone for 6 minutes.
Okay, sorry. Every time.
We're just, like, having a chat and you're stuck in being like, get on with it. Okay, today we're talking about not scary movies because I already feel, like, anxious after talking about them. Talking about sex. And I posed questions to you guys actually a while ago now around sex and your thoughts on it and questions you had. And I have curated the questions this week and we're going to discuss them collectively. So let's kick it off. The first question is, what was our first introduction to sex, and what is your relationship with it?
Is that as in, like, our first sexual experience, or, like, the first time we discovered or spoke about it?
Yeah, I guess either or. Like, because, you know, as a kid, you don't wake up going, sex.
But is there, like, another question in there that says, like, what was your first sexual experience, or is that, like, all in one, the first one? Do you know what I'm saying?
There's not another question, actually. So yeah, maybe chuck it in there. Okay, let's talk about our first sexual experiences and what we thought about
sex
and our relationship with it, even currently.
Do you know what? I actually can't remember. I remember the first time I had sex.
Yeah, because I think a sexual experience is different to the actual act of when you first...
Have sex. Well, like, my first kiss, I remember. I don't know.
I only remember... Go, first kiss and then first sexual experience, if you can remember it. When was your first kiss? Where were you?
My first kiss, I think, was maybe, like, year 8 or 9. And it was my high school boyfriend that went to the boys' school, Waverley, of St. Clair's.
Who was it? Do I know him?
No, I don't think you know him. He was literally 5 foot tall. And, like,
You're tall? Oh, wait. That's short.
No, he was short.
Oh, right.
He was really, really short. And we went to the movies, like, with all of our friends, and then we sat in the front row and people counted us down to hook up, and we hooked up, and it was the most horrible.
You look back and you're like, what? No, but we all did that. My first kiss was in the movies as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we used to go to the movies just, like, hook up with boys.
No, literally. Yeah. Like, you wouldn't even watch the movie.
No.
Oh, my gosh. That's it. And then I can't actually remember the first time I had sex. It's very underwhelming. I have never...
But you do anything before that?
Yeah, but I can't remember.
You can't remember, okay.
Honestly, I've never really been the kind of person that had, like, built up pressure towards it. Like, I never...
Put any weight on it.
Yeah, yeah. I never thought to myself, oh, like, I really want it to be special. Like, I'm going to wait for the one. I honestly never really cared.
Mm, that's good.
And I wasn't reckless either. I just didn't really think about it. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, you weren't reckless in high school.
Yeah, no, never.
Never.
I don't feel like I ever really have been. Yeah, I don't know. It sort of just happened. And then when it happened, I remember telling, like, one of my friends, she was, like, making this big deal. I'd be like, oh my God. And I was like, yeah. But also, to be fair, I don't want to be one of those assholes that, like, that say, oh, it didn't really count, but, like, it didn't really, but I'm going to count it because I hate those people that are like, it didn't really count.
Why didn't it count in your mind?
This is very in detail.
Okay, go.
I just don't really think he knew what he was doing. Like, for me, I literally was like, is it in?
Yeah,
and he was
right.
Like, yeah, I'm done. And I was like, really?
Is it?
Like, really? But, like, I have respect for him, so I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, it happened, sure.
Oh, my God, I feel like your mind is going back there, and you're like, help.
No, I can see it. It was down the road as well. It literally was, like, a friend's house party.
So I guess your relationship has always been healthy?
Yeah, and then after that, it was with the first proper time was with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
I've only ever really had sexual relations with, like, boyfriends.
Or people you've been, like, seeing.
Yeah. So the first time with my boyfriend, I mean, fine. Again, I never really put that much pressure on myself.
So you would say that you have a healthy relationship with sex?
Yeah, I don't really, it's not something that's on my mind all the time.
Yeah.
Nor was it when I was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you never felt pressure to do things that you didn't want to do?
No, not really. I also was a big tomboy, so, like, a lot of my friends were guys.
Yeah, I was similar in that sense, yeah.
So,
Yeah, I remember you really... Yeah, you were.
I didn't like girls. I had maybe, like, 3 girl
best
friends.
Yeah, because I remember every time we hung out... Yeah, you were always with dudes.
Yeah. But the guys I hung out with, like, they weren't vulgar either. Like, they were really nice. And they were older, so they kind of... I don't know. They were really respectful of women, so I never really... I don't know. I also think, like, in the Eastern suburbs, like, where I grew up, there wasn't really that much drama around it in my year, like, growing up.
Mm.
So, yeah, my experience was fine.
Yeah.
No drama.
My
what was yours?
My first kiss was fucking paid. How hectic is that?
What?
Yeah, I only found out
you're
after.
You're a prostitute.
No, I didn't know. I really liked him. I really liked him.
Yeah. Who was it?
My best friend.
Do I know him?
Oh, no, no, no. Because I went to school in the Inner West. Yeah. That was a bit of a last. Where I burrowed movies.
Oh, my God.
Kissed him. That was my first kiss. It wasn't that fun. It was like, I remember being so nervous though about my first kiss. Like, so nervous. Like, it was built up maybe for like fucking like almost 3 months before it, because I kept chickening out. Like, I was so nervous.
Really? And when everyone used to count you down, like, 3, 2, 1,
just do it! Just do it! My first sexual experience, I was really, not really, yeah, no, I was really young. I would have been like 13.
What?
Just 13, yeah. And I didn't have sex with the guy, but I didn't want to be there, and I didn't know how to say no, and I was like, I just like froze, like essentially, and it was really awful, and I didn't realize how much it had like actually impacted me, that first situation, until even like recently, where it keeps coming up in my mind. And I remember even after that night going home and feeling like gross, like repulsed and like so rattled. It was like all I thought about for like a week. I was like borderline depressed because I just, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain the feeling. And then even my, so then I didn't do anything. Like I was really like, I kiss boys and stuff, but sexually I was like, no fucking way, no fucking way from that time. And then the second time again, I actually said no multiple times to this guy that I was like hooking up with at a party. They kept trying to like, you know, touch me. Like, I'd be like, no. And because he was like cool and he was older, so I wasn't like, no. I was like, no, like, no, no, no. And
that
then,
flirtatious, like, dying. No, yeah. Like, genuinely dying.
Yeah, genuinely dying. Because like, I said, I was pulling his hand. Like, I was forceful, but I didn't, like, walk
which
away.
Which can also
and go,
come across as, like,
you're an asshole.
Yeah.
And then literally, he just, like, didn't, like, just, it just happened. And yeah. Actually, it was, like, such a weird experience because I actually popped my cherry. But, like, I didn't have sex with
I
him.
I don't even know if I
that
ever
time.
Did.
It
I
was
also
so embarrassing.
Was,
but,
like, a dancer, so I feel like mine probably popped whilst I was dancing.
Yeah.
Because I never had that moment.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
Well, mine was then. But, yeah, that was an awful experience as well. So then I really just didn't do anything sexual and, like, didn't even, like, really kiss boys that much after that and, like, really made myself, like... Because I was a bit of a tomboy as well, so I was, like, friends with most of the guys, but I was, like, yeah, very much not interested in guys. Yeah, so I guess my relationship with sex, that was my first, yeah, so that was my first introduction to sex practically, but then also my relationship with sex, still even now, isn't, like, amazing, and then wasn't either, and then even before that, I got introduced to sex in, like, a negative way when I was really younger, not from a personal experience, just in, there's a long story. So I guess my relationship to sex has always been, I suppose, for lack of a better term, like, negative, that I'm, like, working on it now and realizing a lot about that, relationship to it. That didn't make sense. I'm learning a lot.
I was, like, watching you talk, and I was, like, you have lost your train of thought.
Do you want to catch it?
All right, next question.
Yeah. I'm going to have to edit the shit out of that.
Should I catch it?
Oh, so thought, this is kind of carrying on since we're talking about high school, but thoughts on our experience of sex education in school. It's fucked up.
I don't even think I had it. I did not have any sexual education at school.
So messed up.
Like, I actually don't think, no, I didn't.
Yeah. Well, wait, you did.
No, we didn't.
You had to. It's like in the syllabus.
No, literally, I don't think we did at all.
You weren't there. You have to have, like, it's in the syllabus. It just would have been so sugar-coated. That's a problem with it. Like, even how I got into the situation I did when I was really, really young, it's because, like, I didn't even know what consent was. I froze, and I didn't, like, do you know what I mean? Like, and it's all steered towards guys. Like, we never talk about female masturbation. It's always about the guys.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even tell you where the fucking clit is. I'm sure they're not teaching that to guys either. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like, and also teaching boys on consent and how, like, just because a girl is, like, kissing you and is in bed with you doesn't mean that they necessarily want to have sex with you, and you still need to fucking stop and ask them.
What was the question?
Our thoughts on our experiences of sex education in school, or just, like, what?
Oh, right,
or just, like, on...
I honestly did not sex ed. I can't remember if I did or not. I'm pretty sure we didn't.
Here's the problem.
Yeah, there's
do you know
problem.
What I mean? Like,
no, I definitely think Australia. Bailey, are you listening in? Always listening
oh my
in.
God, his face is so cute.
What's your little face? What's his little face? What are your thoughts on sex education? You horny, you're horny boy all the time.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah, no. Sorry, that's mine, short and sweet. I don't even remember it, which is saying obviously it's not that good. I think Australia definitely needs to work on its sex education.
Yeah, big time. Especially because of, like, things around, yeah, consent.
Mm.
I think more so about that. And also, like, in how, like, most males, and maybe females as well, get their education because school is so closed off and just does, like, the bare minimum off, like, porn, which is, like, not... It's fantasy. It's not real.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the education boys are getting. And then girls aren't getting any education on how to, like, be powerful in their own body and in their own, you know, sexuality. And there's just a recipe for fucking disaster. Mm. You throw in, like, you know... As well, you throw in some alcohol in the mix there. It's like...
I just don't get horny when I'm drunk. I don't understand.
No, but I just mean as in, like...
No, yeah, I know what you're saying, but, really, like, I was having a conversation with a friend about this the other day, and I was like, I'm too drunk to even know what's going on.
And,
like,
and even teaching boys about contraception, because I feel like contraception's always, like, on the woman, when it's, like, a two-way street.
Yeah.
And it's something that really needs to be spoken about, because, like... Yeah, like, so
that
many girls
so funny,
get themselves,
like,
in sticky situations when they don't use fucking condoms because they think that they're invincible.
My dad, with my first boyfriend, he was, like, sat him down at the table and he was, like, because I was on the pill, but it was for my period, but it just so happened I ended up getting a boyfriend as well, so two birds with one stone. And I remember when my dad sat him down, because at this point my dad was paying for my pill, I was really young.
Yeah.
My dad sat him down and he was, like, so, you know, now that... You know, the pill is technically native for you. Are you gonna pay for it?
Fucking
and my
yes.
boyfriend was like, like he never ended up paying for it.
But, like, fucking oath.
But
go
I was like,
your
oh
dad.
My god, like, I could not even. I was like,
you'd been so embarrassed. Though,
I literally was like 16. I was like, Dad, shut up.
Good on your dad. Fuck.
But now I'm like fully.
It's
you should
so
pay
true
for
as well.
And my pill is like $70 a pop, and I'm like, oh my god, please.
Yeah.
Because
pulling out is not contraception.
No. Oh my god, people that think the pull out method is a thing. I'm so sorry. You are stupid. I'm calling you stupid.
And like when
right
boys
now.
Are like, it feels so bad with the condom. I'm like, oh, poor you. I don't give a fuck. Like,
literally.
Yeah, and also I think, yeah, that thing is... Oh, and a big thing about sex education in school, and obviously something that, you know, even now, like, it's all steered towards heterosexual relationships.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually absurd. So obviously with me, I'm... What am I? I don't even like labelling myself.
If you had to label
I guess
it,
to society, I would say, yeah, I'm bi or gay. But I remember having those thoughts at a really young age, but then it came up again... in school, and of course because everything in the fucking world is steered towards male female interaction, but then even in sex ed we don't talk about LGBTQIA like at all.
Well, especially my school was Christian.
Oh, so
was
mine.
They would never go there
and it can be really confusing because when you are you don't know what to do with yourself. You,
I mean,
even
the consent
so...
still goes. I guess it's all still the same situation.
No, but as in, they don't even talk about, you know,
no,
like, gender queerness
at
or
all.
Queerness, like,
at all.
So, if you again, are reinforced that, like, whatever you're doing is, like, or whatever you think is, like, wrong or not legitimate, or you shun it and you don't give it any attention because you're like, oh, how, like, why would I think that about someone of the same sex, for example? Or I don't know. And I think even then as well, like, there's no, yeah, sex education, especially for male, when statistically there's going to be a few people in that class that are possibly gay, so.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, next question. The next question is, why is female masturbation so taboo and males isn't? Because the world doesn't like females to be sexually liberated because that gives us too much fucking power and we don't need men.
Look at us as whores.
It's fucked up.
That comes from, like, the old ages, though. Like, that, like, stems down from history.
Yeah, but it's also because men don't want women to have the power, and if we don't need them...
Yeah.
You know, it's like an ego thing. When it's actually so great that we literally have this one device on our body that isn't for anything else but pleasure.
And children.
No, the clit is not. The clit is for nothing.
Oh, right. It has no purpose. No, I thought you were
trying to... No, not the vagina. No.
I was like, we make babies.
No.
Maybe. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no other purpose for that thing. I think that it really pisses me off because I will say, even if we're talking about masturbation, like, for my... Like, I only up until, like, maybe a year and a half ago, thought... In my mind, it sounds so awful saying it, that, like, only, like, you know, promiscuous, like, yeah, or, like, really, like, sexually, you know, on it, women were masturbating. Like, I remember a friend, so one of my, like, best friends, when we started being friends, I was at her house, and she, like, had her vibrators, like, there, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was, like, so taken back. She's like, what do you mean? Like, everyone has a fucking vibrator. Like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, oh... And she was like, yeah, like, what do you mean? It's, like, so normal. And then through that, having conversations with some of my other close friends and them talking about it so openly, it changed my perspective on it because I always thought that, like, no, like, what do you mean? Like, I remember my ex-partner being like, oh, like, if you don't know what you like, then just, like, help yourself and then you'll know. And I was kind of like, what? Like, why would I know?
Yeah.
Ew.
So crude, like, why would disgusting. I do that?
Disgusting. I'll never touch myself. Yeah. But that's only because it was never spoken about. It always did seem to me like this, like, gross taboo thing. Yeah. And, like, when it's actually not. And it's, like, if you... It's, like, a relaxation thing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you just look at it like that. And, like, yeah, you don't have to obviously do it if it's not your cup of tea either. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying, like, it should not be something that is taboo. And it definitely is. Because I'll say, from someone who now is open about it and does and explores that and thinks it's great...
Before,
not at all. I was, like, on the absolute other side of the fence. And it was only because it was... taboo that I never even thought to experience that, when really it's actually such a beautifully powerful thing because it takes the power back as a woman. Like, I don't need anyone, man or woman, to help me be able to fucking climax, and which is why it goes back to this thing of, like, sex is a journey. It's not just about finishing, because, for example, for me, I can do that myself without having to deal with another person.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's something that needs to be spoken about more, especially amongst women, because it is actually, like, a really powerful thing. It's, like, reclaiming your sexuality because you can, yeah, help yourself. You don't need anyone.
See, this is funny for me because I don't.
Yeah, you don't strike me as someone that...
I do not masturbate, ever. Like, I don't...
Wait for that to go past.
Sorry, the garbage truck. I so get it, though. Like, growing up, like, my sister, I remember, because I have four sisters, and our elder sister, she used to have, like, the pink bunny.
Is that, like, that little, the one that
has,
like,
it's
the,
like that.
I know, I think
if you're listening to this, love you, sorry, but, like, you all know we loved this device, like.
Yeah.
She had, like, this pink bunny, and it's, like, a dildo, but then it has, like, the clit bunny ears on it.
Is it a dildo, or is it a vibrator?
It's a dildo, but then it has, like... It's literally like that, and then it has, like, the bunny ears like that.
I haven't seen that one.
And, like, we would get it out every time and just look at it and be like, what is this?
Wait, how did you find it? Were you young? Oh,
yeah. But our sister is, like, my sister's, like, 20 years older than I am.
Yeah.
So, and I'm the youngest. So, like, I think I said this before, maybe, in, like, our previous podcast. Like, I learnt everything from my sisters.
Yeah.
And that's sort of how I learned about masturbation and stuff. Like, because I was like, what is this? Like, I've never... And they'd tell us.
Mm.
Obviously, we didn't try it out. That's really gross. No. But...
Why is that gross, Jai?
Because sisters. Like, yeah, no. On, don't, no, please, no. Please don't do that. Like, that's weird.
I'm kidding.
Like, yeah, we did not do that. But, like, I remember after that, and then I remember, like, growing up, my sister was like, oh, yeah, like, I want to get one, la, la, la. And just for me, I'd never, I don't know, I feel connected with my body as is. I don't feel like I have to, I don't know, it's just never really been my thing. Yeah. And also, I have, as I said in my last podcast, I've always had boyfriends.
I
was about to say,
I think that's, yeah.
And it's, like, something for me, I don't know if this sounds really weird or not, but, like, I almost, it's almost as if I'd want to save myself and the pleasure that I could give myself, like, for my boyfriend to give to me.
That's kind of whack.
Does that sound weird?
Yeah, I don't like that.
But I, like, for me, like, I'm not, like, I love to make love.
Yeah, but it's not taking that away.
No, but that's
And there's
a
different, like, I will say as well, orgasming from masturbating compared to orgasming with a partner, it's like, a different frequency. It's way different.
No, I know. No, maybe that did sound a little bit weird. I don't think I meant it like that.
I'm saving my pleasure for
like,
the man.
I don't think I meant to say it like that. Yeah, but, like, I know that's you did sort of, like, I'd rather just do it with my boyfriend.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, yeah, yeah. So that, I guess that's what I'm yeah. saving
Do you
myself.
Think you ever would, like, if you were single for a while?
No, because I have been single for, like, a year, Max.
Oh, my God. But you don't get, like... Money?
No, I'd rather just, I don't know, I'm very, I would rather share that with someone.
Yeah.
Than myself. Yeah. I just don't really ever feel the need to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess some people just, it doesn't make me any less connected with
myself. No, but I feel like it's just like, we need to be talking about it more.
And, like, I know exactly what I like.
Yeah. Because it's not saying that everyone
does. Not saying it's for everyone.
Yeah, but I feel like it just needs to be,
it definitely needs to
be
spoken
about more. Because, like I said, for me, I thought it was literally something that, like, is really, like, you know, dirty, like, you know, I had this awful connotation with it, and it wasn't until my friends being so open, like, even to the point where I was like to my friend Lucinda, I was like, oh, like, I want to vibrate, and she literally, like, drove me to a sex shop, and she's like, we're going in, and I was like, no, like, you go in, I don't want to go in, and she, like, made me go in to show me that, like, it's so normal, and, like, it's fine, and, like, and even seeing certain people on social media talk more about sex and vibrators and female masturbation and how it's such a powerful tool, I think has been so great for me. And I feel like, it just needs to be, I hope that we all take the initiative. I find myself purposely having the uncomfortable conversations to the point where now they're not even uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
But at first they were I guess for the bigger picture of being, like, the more we talk about this stuff, the more it's not taboo, and the more that women can reclaim their power and their sexuality, and
no longer a head turner
men
that
think
that
yeah, and it also means that men can fuck off with their fucking egos.
And it's also okay to talk about it if you're not into it.
Oh,
don't
big,
be embarrassed.
Oh, big time, big time. Because even me, like, I don't masturbate, like, a lot, and I have girls that, like, I mean, girls, sorry, I have friends and just people I talk to that are, like, that's how they get to sleep, almost, like, it just, like, relaxes them, and I, then for a while, I was, like, oh my god, I'm, you know, doing a disservice because I don't enough, but no, like, even now, like, I will go, like, weeks and weeks and weeks without even, because I'm not with anyone at the moment, but I, and then sometimes I will, like, it doesn't, there's no fucking, like, it doesn't mean all of us, to be a good feminist, you should, you know, be vibrating every
just
fucking night.
Just be confident.
You can still
okay
be a feminist and not,
and
and not masturbate, but, okay, that was a long answer to a question. Jesus Christ. How to navigate the start of your sexual journey if you feel, you know, like, feeling insecure, and, like, I feel like you just don't care, so... Yours is like, just don't
this
give a fuck.
But again, my advice would be don't put too much pressure onto it. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, no, big time,
Like, I find I've had friends who literally, like, some of my best friends, they literally put so much pressure on themselves to have, like, the perfect, you know, first time. And their, like, first boyfriend, they want it to be perfect, like, all this stuff. And they end up being so disappointed. Like, sorry, but they end up being so disappointed. Because they're like, honestly, I haven't had one friend that's like, oh my god, it was amazing.
It's never gonna be.
If we did a poll, if we literally did a poll, was your first time amazing? Yes or no? 100% or no. Okay, or at least like 89%.
Oh my god, I want to do a poll.
We should do a poll.
I'm gonna do a poll.
We should do a poll.
I'm gonna do a poll, and then where am I gonna put it? I'm just gonna do a poll.
Thumbnail. And I feel like if other people realized that you wouldn't put so much pressure on it, and you wouldn't stress out about it in your day-to-day life or your relationship with someone. Like, I also think nowadays as well, with porn, like we were saying before, these guys, first off, have these expectations of women to be these, like, freaks of nature, which, like, porn stars are incredible, but we're not.
But it's fantasy. It's all
like,
made up.
Like, we're not. Yeah, that's not
it's
real.
It's acting. Like, it's
one
not...
out of, like, 10 or 1 out of 20 women could actually probably do those things. Like, let's be real.
Yeah.
I wish, but no. Yeah. I try and it's
And also
ridiculous.
This idea that, like, realizing... Actually, can I just quickly backtrack for 2 seconds? If we just go back to also the sex ed in school. The fact that most women don't come from penetration.
Oh my god, I can't even tell you.
Holy shit, why did we not talk about that before? That really annoys me. And why are we not talking about this in school? And why do boys not get educated on where the fucking clit is? Because I'm sorry, just because it feels good for you when your penis is in my fucking vagina doesn't mean that I'm having a good time.
That's so
funny. Especially at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because the first time you have sex, they're just, they don't realize, like, it's, every woman's body is different. And it can be, like, very painful for some women. And sometimes some women, it doesn't even hurt at all and it's fine.
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's so
fun. Yeah. No. Yeah. Totally. I agree.
I just realized all these things. And also, back to Cedric. Okay, I can't backtrack too much because we're on another question, but I've got some things to say.
And then what did I say? Oh, yeah. The men think that women act like that.
Or think that's what sex is.
And then the girl goes into the relationship or the first time, whatever.
And gets them traumatized.
And thinks she thinks she can't perform to a porn star's potential. And then she ends up being disappointed or thinks she's a
Or it becomes traumatizing because the
or
boy
like,
is treating her like that.
I think there's just too much pressure. And when that pressure is not there, there's no expectation. It's all fine.
Expectations
Every sexual...
in life will always fuck you up in any facet.
Literally, though. And, like, that's my 2 cents. There's too much pressure on it. Don't obviously think about it and be smart. I'm not saying don't be smart, but don't think too much into it.
Yeah.
Like, most things in life, you know, if you want to succeed in something, you think about it, but it's not like... Sometimes you, like, talk yourself out of things, and I feel
psych
like...
Psych yourself out.
Yeah, it's like you, like... Yeah, literally.
Mm. Yeah, I would say, in terms of the first time sort of thing, I think just as well, like, yeah, eliminate expectations, but then also just make sure you're doing that sort of stuff, especially if you are feeling a bit nervy with someone that you trust and you feel like you can openly communicate with. I think that's the biggest key, and you hopefully won't get yourself into a sticky situation if you just make sure. And that doesn't mean that your first time has to be with, you know, a partner or, like, anything like that, but just someone that you kind of, like, trust and you feel safe with. Because it is, sex is a very vulnerable thing. It's, like, the heightened of, like, vulnerability as a human being, I believe. So make sure that you are willing to be vulnerable with that person, whether they're a partner or a friend or just someone that you just feel as though you trust. I think that's so important, especially at the beginning stages, because sex ed in school is so fucking shit and we don't talk about certain things. I think it's important to be with someone that you trust, because otherwise it could get a bit awkward and a bit maybe even traumatizing if that person's has only watched porn and that's all they know. And you're there being like, what the fuck is going
on?
Nowadays,
like, my mom, like, works at a school, and she just says all the boys all the time, they're constantly watching porn, so, like, it's not their fault they have this expectation.
Yeah,
it's not porn's fault either, because
porn has its time and place, but it needs to be really honed into boys, especially in school. Once again, sex ed in school's fucked. They don't talk about things that, cool, you can watch porn, that's fine, but it's not real. Like, that's not how you really have sex, and that's performative, and that's an act. Just like you watch a movie and that's not real life, same thing as porn. It's not really how sex goes. And that is my sermon.
Boom.
Do we think feeling insecure about your body can play a part in the bedroom?
Definitely.
Yes.
100%.
This something I struggle with so hard.
100%. Like, I will even have days where, like, you know, my boyfriend is, like, really great and supportive, and he's like, you're so sexy, like, all the time. Mm. Like, you know, and tries to make, you know, he doesn't even try to make me feel good about himself. It's just natural for him to say it.
Mm.
So, you know, if I'm taking it in, I should feel good about myself all the time.
Mm.
But at the same time, I'll have days where I'll look down and I'll see, like, a roll on my tummy and I'm like, oh, that's not sexy. And then I'll instantly be turned off. I'm like, yes, sorry, babe. Like, not. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, it. And I'm like, no, it's just, but that's in your own head. And I think
but it
that's
matters.
A self Yeah, definitely. It so does. I think body image, 100%.
I remember that's what a big time will also even stop
after
me.
I do not like having sex after I eat.
Yeah, neither.
I'm full, I'm heavy, I'm really not horny, like, ever. And, you know, the times that he really is, and then, you know, it happens, and but I'm like, before it, I'm just like, I just,
no, body image does.
And I don't feel cute.
Yeah.
And I've eaten 3 bowls of pasta. Like, let it digest. Let me have a little grubby period.
And I know that I'll feel more, I enjoy sex so much more when I am, like, in that, you know, when you're just, like, having those days where you're, like, feeling yourself. And I always have better sex. Which is awful because it's a very, like, self-absorbed when you say it out loud.
Yeah, but you also want to feel good in your own skin. You're not just doing it for someone else. You're doing it for yourself, too. So I think, you know, it does sound bad. Like, oh, I feel fat today. I don't want to have sex. It's not that at all. You could just feel uncomfortable in your own skin for another reason. It's not just that.
Mm.
But you are... There's 2 people in this.
Yeah.
You know, and you are you, and if you don't feel comfortable because you're having a bad body day, don't do it.
Yeah.
It definitely affects me 100%. Like, no one knows. Like, I literally will eat, and I'm like, don't even look at me.
Mm.
Like, love you, cuddle me, don't even look at me.
Because I even found, like, my, like, weak spot, and I get so insecure about it, is, like, my stomach. And I remember, like, I like to have sex with, like, a singlet on, like, a top on. I hate having sex. Yeah, I hate having sex fully naked. I'll sometimes do it, like, with my ex-partner, like, after a year. That's when I was like, okay. I know. But the first time he took my top off, I unvoluntarily, like, I didn't obviously mean to, it just burst into tears. And he was like, oh my god, oh, I'm so sorry.
Put it back on!
And I just couldn't. It just made me, all of a sudden, I just felt gross and fat, and, like, I just couldn't do it. So, yeah, big time. And I remember even thinking at the beginning of that relationship, oh my god, like, if only I just, like, lost weight, like, sex would be better, because I was so insecure about my body, because I just didn't want to, I felt so unsexy, like, I just, and I wanted to be, but I just, and that was all down to my body image. So yes, I definitely think it does affect.
Love yourself before you can love anybody else.
Oh god, suck it. I don't know if I believe that statement, to be honest.
I do, 100%. You? Yes, you do. That is, like, should be your motto. I'm right now, literally, that is your motto. Kath, you have to love yourself before you love anybody else, and you heard it.
Well, then I'm gonna be fucking alone forever.
Exactly! So start loving yourself, girl! Can you look at my dog?
We have one more question. Can you stop at the dog? We have one more question.
Kath, but look at him. Look at him. Just look at him. Look at him. Look at him now.
He's cute. Okay, we have 2 more questions.
Okay.
They kind of go together. Finding your voice in the bedroom. Do you have a voice in the bedroom? How do you find it if you do?
What, like, dirty talk? Oh, my
God. No, is it? Well, maybe, yeah. But, yeah, I guess in a way. But, like, in terms of...
Well, speaking up about what you like and stuff.
Yeah, this is something I struggle with because I talk about this a lot with my friends and how it's really important that we, like, communicate in the bedroom. But, like, literally there's been times when I'm, like, in the bedroom and, like, something so simple. I'm like, if they just change, like, literally, like, move positions, like, just... It would just make this so much better. And I'm like, cool, Kath, like, you should say that now. And I'm like, okay. And then I just get, like, I'm like, no. Maybe they'll just figure it out. And my brain's like, they're definitely not going to figure it out. So you should probably just tell them, like, right now. It's not that big of a deal. And then I just don't. And it's, like, so dumb. So, like, I am a big believer in having a voice in the bedroom and how important communication is. But even I cannot execute the plan. I don't know why as well. Like, it's, I just get so, like, shriveled up inside. I'm like, I can't. Like, it's like, I can't talk. I'm like, say it now, say it now. Maybe you feel bad
that you're going to offend the other person.
Well, that's the thing as well. I mean, I find being with women, it's a little bit easier to have these conversations because I feel like women's egos are just a little bit, like, less. Like, we're more open to, from what I found, like, constructive criticism. But being previously with men, their egos are a bit more inflated, so when you're just trying to give constructive criticism, they take it as, like, a personal attack, as in, like, oh, I'm bad. It's like, no, you're great, this is just how you can be better, because everybody's different as well. So it's like, just because something worked with someone else you've been with doesn't mean it's going to work with me, and that's not bad. It's just like, let me just tell you how to fix it.
I think it also depends, like, if it's literally someone that you're sleeping with, like, for the night, maybe, like, who cares? But I guess, I don't know. Because, again.
But no, not who cares. Because if you're just sleeping someone for the night, you're there fucking purely for pleasure. So I've don't. Have I? No, I haven't either.
Like.
But, like, no, but think about it.
Yeah. I guess.
I think I'd be more inclined because I'm not going to see that person again.
I guess it's probably easier for you to talk, to have a voice with your actual partner that you've been with for a little while in the bedroom because you're more comfortable. I think if you definitely don't have a voice in the bedroom with your, like, long-term partner, that is a problem.
Yeah,
like, I don't. You know, if you can't talk about it with them, I think that definitely is a problem.
Yeah.
Because if you've been with them for how many years and you love them and you intend to be with them for another how many other years, and you're hating it secretly or, like, something he or she does, it's not really fair on him either because this whole time you're letting... I mean, him... She, sorry.
What are you talking about yourself?
Because then he's pretty much wasting his time doing something that, you know... And he might even actually be feeling the same way.
Yeah, because that's what I think as well.
They might even be feeling the same way.
Which is what's helping me be able to find a bit more voice. But I'm like I'm saying, it's a little bit easier with females. But what's helping me is that, like, I go, well, if they're not telling me what I'm probably doing wrong, I'm, like, so upset and offended by that. So I'm going to take initiative to say what I want. Hopefully that will be reciprocated so I can be better as well.
I think it's also, like...
Because when you know better, you do better.
Yeah. Sometimes I even ask, I was like, was that horrible? Like, what, that new maneuver? Like, what are your thoughts? And he's like,
but you're
also
very comfortable with Vaughn.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm saying in general, like, that's, I'm coming from a relationship perspective. I definitely think it's good to.
I think it's so important. I think it's hard, but I'm not
going to let him do something for however long. And
not pull them up.
And then one day,
but it's also
2 years later,
I think it's
like,
also
hey,
important.
I
think it's also important as women, like, finding your voice in the bedroom. And like I said, I'm saying in this, like, I think it's so important to find your voice, but I'm also acknowledging that it's really hard. But at the end of the day, the only way for it to be easier is to just bite the bullet and do it a few times before it becomes, like, second nature to you. And it's not a nerve-wracking thing to state your needs and do it in a kind and loving way.
Don't do that.
No, like, even if you are just having, like, a one-night stand, of course be kind, be loving, be open, but I think it's really important that we, for everyone's sake, everyone involved in the situation, find your fucking voice, because no one's got time for shit sex. Like, ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, some people do, but...
I don't. Can't be bothered. All right, last question. The idea about sex just being about finishing. I hate this, that it's just
about finishing.
I
actually haven't even really heard that before, if I'm being honest. I've never... Is that weird? I've never really...
What do you mean?
Like, that's never really come up before.
But I feel like there's... Don't you think that there's this whole, like, idea that the whole purpose of sex is that you both come? Like, that's, like, the end goal.
Well, I mean, if we're talking in a literal term, I guess it can... It literally finishes sex. I mean, guys, unless they can get hard straight after... I mean, girls, we can keep going, it's fine. But if you're in a heterosexual relationship... Then, the whole sexy time doesn't have to be over, but literal penetration for a guy. So, technically, literally, I guess. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
So I can see both sides to it.
I feel like the more I think
I've, like,
about
leaked
sex,
myself out talking about that so much. I was like, what?
What am I trying to say? I feel like...
So I get that, but...
Yeah, I feel like it's, like, it's pressure for that to be the end goal, especially me being in, like, same-sex relationships. I feel like it's very much more so as well about that, and... It doesn't really make sense because, it's like I said, like, if we go back to the whole masturbation vibrator thing, like, I can get myself off. So it's like, why the whole purpose of, like, having sex with someone else? It should be, like, a journey and an exploration instead of just being about, okay, like, let me try get you off, you try get me off. Because it's like, I can just do that myself without the pressure of having to get someone else there.
But it's also nice knowing that you can do that to someone.
Yeah, no, like, obviously it's nice. And I'm not saying, like, don't finish each other off, but I don't
do
think...
because blue balls.
I think
that is really nice if you can,
yeah,
you know, climax together. But I think the pressure and the expectation of that being the purpose of the exchange is almost like too much, and that can wig me out. It's wigged me out so many times, and also felt the pressure on the other end, like if someone else is trying to get me off, I'm like, oh my god, like I want to give them what they're trying to do, and then I get all in my head, and then I can't even get off because I'm so in my head about trying to get there to like please them, when it shouldn't even be about them, it's about me. That's in that moment.
That's so funny. I was talking to a friend about this literally the other day, and she's like, I've just put too much pressure on it now, and now I haven't come in like 2 weeks. And I'm like,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you just like eliminate, like, that's not the end goal, like, cool, if you get there for each other, is that's fucking great, that's awesome, but like that's not the end goal. Let's just enjoy each other's time and space and vulnerability or whatever together, instead of being like, okay, like, let's both try fucking get each other off.
I didn't even realize that was like such a big thing.
What are your thoughts on it now that I've brought it up?
I see both sides. I think it is really a good feeling when you know that you can get someone else off. Like, for me, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm like, you say that, I love it. It's literally like, I leave the room and I'm like, queen. But...
how do you feel if you didn't, though? Let's say tonight... You just, he didn't.
Oh, like, I definitely am like, no, come back here.
Yeah, right.
Like, oh, yeah, I guess it's not like always the end goal, but I feel like it happens every time anyway.
I just feel like societal, is that even a word? Society. As a society, that's the end goal.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I feel like it's rewarding. I feel like it shouldn't
it
be.
It is definitely
rewarding. Yeah, no, and I'm not saying, like, everyone, when you have sex with like, don't get you, like, no, go, great. If someone wants to get me off, like, please.
I also think it depends.
But I mean, like, I think the pressure of that being the whole purpose of a sexual exchange should be thrown out the window, because I feel like it's not the purpose of a sexual exchange. It's like a journey that you're taking each other on.
But see, because that also
you can get yourself off. Everyone can get themselves off.
But that also comes down to, like, why are you looking at me like that?
Stop with the dog.
Sorry. It also comes down to, like, if you're, like, lovemaking or just fucking. To me, I don't know if this is just me, because for me, there's a big difference between the two.
No, I think there is too.
I know some people don't agree with this, but for me, like, they're two separate things. Like, and so I think with fucking, the end goal definitely would be, like, to get each other off, because it's not more aggressive, I'm going to say, but kind of a little bit more, not aggressive as in, like...
Yeah, no.
But as in, like, making love, I find that more of a connection. Sorry, the dog is walking past. Oh, friends. Oh, my God. Isn't he the cutest? For me, lovemaking, I don't really go into it thinking, like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to make him come. I go into it thinking, like, I love you. I can't wait to do this with you.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when it's fucking and you're just horny, it's like, well, yeah, I want to come.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So but you can still have, like, fun and have a pleasurable experience without climaxing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. But that's probably how I would distinguish the two and where that, you know, where that stigma around it is that you do have to orgasm.
But I think it's still then even just about the journey, because if you were purely wanting to bring someone home because you just wanted to climax, I think it's kind of not silly, that's not the wrong word, but like I said, everyone literally has the, like, autonomy to do it themselves. So obviously it still is just about the journey, about even if it's a random person and it's like more and it's more aggressive or whatever, it's about that experience of having, like, you know, that.
Well, it's just sharing it with someone in general. It should be more about, like, it should be more about that than the outcome. I don't know.
It's up for debate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Another poll.
Another fucking poll. Okay, well, that concludes our episode. That was a weird one. Was that weird?
I don't know. I'm not hungover today, so.
Yeah, we should be on our A game. All right. See you next week.
See you next
time. For another episode of Chai. Oh, sorry, you're right. Okay, great. For another episode of Chai with Jai and I. I'll leave it at G.
I'll leave it at G.
I'm now Italian. It's so hot here in Sydney today.
Yeah, it's really hot
today. It's not okay. I was not expecting it. I walked outside and I had a jumper on and I was like...
It's like a heat wave. I was like, what the fuck? You literally don't even know what you're walking into until you leave the house. You're like, what?
But I feel like, because I felt like I had like, I get this thing where I want a tan. I wore a tan guilt today, but I realized it's not going to be like, it's not, the heat isn't here. Like tomorrow will probably be like 10 degrees.
I got so burnt just sitting in the sun and like for an hour.
Maybe. No, but I mean like it's not going to be consistent yet because that's how you get for my skin. I need to like consistent sun.
Are you tanorexic?
A little bit, yeah.
I never knew this about you, but it makes sense because you're always like a little bit brown.
Yeah. No, I definitely am. I get like, it's so bad. I never get any work done in summer because like if it's a hot day, I get like guilt.
Really?
Like, oh my God, I should be tanning. Yeah, it's fucked.
See, after traveling around Europe for three months, I came home. It was winter. I saw the sun damage that had happened to my skin whilst I was away for 3 months. And now I do not care for tanning one bit. I literally would rather be a ghost than be tanned. And I go really tan. That's the thing. I have like, olive skin. Yeah, no, you do. But I'm also really moly. So, and like mum's had like 20 skin cancers.
I know. Dad's half Indian. So like
he's naturally tan, but... Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah. I never knew that you, like, it makes a lot of sense.
And I get so brown and so well. And I just, like, love it. I just feel great.
Yeah. I know. Did you see when I came home from Sri Lanka?
I do wear sunscreen.
All over. I need a new body sunscreen.
Like, I try and put as little on as I can get away with, I will be honest, which is really bad. Don't do that, kids. But I do put sunscreen on because... I was going to be like, because I care about my skin, but the truth is because I'm like, I know like the perfect amount to put on that I won't peel and I'll have like a long lasting tan.
You are pathetic. That is pathetic.
That is disgusting. Oh my God, now
I'm
going to
swim.
I wish I had time. I don't have time. Okay, we're wrapping this.